or offensive chanting can be disastrous for our bhakti.
Mm.
And in other places it says that even if we chant with offenses, gradually, you know, we will reach a stage where we can chant freely.
Mm.
So how should I take it?
How to adjust. In Bhaktivinoda Thakura, he explains in Harinam Chintamani that he calls it the 11th offense. Although in Padma Purana, where the offenses are listed in Sanskrit, the list is given as 10. But he adds an additional one: to be inattentive while chanting, or to be distracted to other things, other ideas, plans, schemes, services, plans for the day, devotional services for the day, this guy, that guy, this problem, that problem. This is all distraction, it's all inattention, it's all offensive. He goes so far to say, this is the 11th offense, to be inattentive while chanting, to not be completely fixed on the name, form, qualities, pastimes of the Lord, according to our Adhikar, and the meaning of the name, fixed on the meaning of the name. So this is all distraction, so this is an offense, according to him. And then, he says that he feels, Bhaktivinoda feels that inattention is the root cause of all the other offenses. So it's the mul karana. It's the mul karana means the root cause of all the other offenses is inattention. If we're inattentive in japa, then we offend the Vaishnavas. If we're inattentive in japa, then we think that we misconceive the tattva. And if we're inattentive in japa, we offend the guru. If we're inattentive in japa, all these offenses are caused by this. So we have to be very careful. So now, one place it says that by continually chanting with inattention, gradually become attentive and chant Namabhas and then Shudanam. And then another place it says that, what were you saying?
That it can be disastrous.
Yeah, that if one chants inattentively, it can be very disastrous. Of course, it is disastrous to begin with. So what to do? Of course, in the beginning, when our mind is impure and so many scattered thoughts are there and so many material desires are there, naturally we have no other course but to chant inattentively. So I'm chanting inattentively, and this will be very disastrous. It's said in the Shastras that inattention can lead to disaster in spiritual life, so therefore I shouldn't chant. So this is not a very good conclusion, because chanting is the only way. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam, kalo anasteva, anasteva, anasteva gatir anyata. Anyata, there is no other way. Napa yoga, gyan, karma, study. You can't sit around and study Shastras all day and expect to come to Shudanam. The only way to come to Shudanam is by chanting Ashudanam, impure name. An impure name means inattentive name or offensive name, Namaparad or Namabhas. So this is the solution. Now the catch is the attitude. It's all about attitude. It's all about attitude and mentality, which we call the abhiman. Abhiman means the mentality. You say, okay, I'm a beginner, I'm just beginning, and my mind is crazy and so much distraction and so much impurity because I'm a beginner, I'm full of lust and anger and greed and envy and egoism and pride and so many bad qualities. I know they're there and they're distracting me and pulling my mind and pulling my senses in various ways. But I have full faith in the holy name, that there's no other way but this chanting. So let me try my best to chant with as much attention as I can, and always try to pull my mind back to the holy name, no matter where it drags me or where it pulls me. I'll try to be drawn by Krishna. Krishna means to draw. Oh Krishna, please draw me. Please pull my mind back. Please keep my mind fixed on your feet. Please draw my mind back to your name. Please attract me to your name. So I continually pull back my mind. So by our sincere approach to the holy name — the holy name is a person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha and Krishna, Supreme Servitor and Supreme Godhead, Radha and Krishna, Yugal. So the holy name, Radha and Krishna, Yugal, Namprabhu and Sarupini, Mahabhas, Sarupini, Radharani, they'll be very pleased by our attitude, by our mentality. Oh, he's trying very hard. His mind is inattentive, but he's trying his best. So let's help him. Let's purify his mind. Let's remove some distractions from his mind. Let's help him be attentive. Let's help him fix his mind on the holy name. So Namprabhu helps us, cooperates with us, and purifies us. Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Radyantaksto Yubhadrani Virunati Saritsatam. Krishna's telling it, he's in the heart. When he's pleased with our activities of hearing Harikatha and serving Vaishnavas and serving him, he's pleased or displeased. When he's pleased, then he personally purifies the heart as the Paramatma. He's right there. No one can do a better job than him. No one is closer to the dirt than Paramatma. There's the Atma is there, and the dirt is there. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Matsarya, Mada. And Paramatma is there, side by side. So the Paramatma is well aware of all the dirt in our heart. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridhiyantaksta. Ridhiyantaksta, sta means position, standing, placed. And Ridhiyanta, inside the heart, is the Antaryami. Antaryami, one who has gone inside. Antaryami means Paramatma, super soul, oversoul, supreme soul, Bhagavan Sri Vishnu. So he's there. So he does the cleansing. Virunoti, virunoti saritsatam. Surit, saritsatam. You become a sadhu, you become a sat. A satjana, a truthful person, a surit. If you get a good heart, surit means good heart, pure heart, clean heart. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, chordye. Cheto darpana marjanam. Chit darpan. Your heart becomes clean by Krishna himself doing it directly. Who else can do it? I can't do it. I have no power to remove the lust, anger, and greed from my heart. I have the power to create more. By my desiring, by my false desiring and wrong activity and wrong thinking, I can create more lust and more greed and more envy and more anger. I am powerless to remove it myself. But the Lord is all-powerful. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigra. He's Param Ishvara. He has supreme power. So he's there, the most powerful entity, most powerful beloved friend is right in my heart, standing next to me as Paramatma. He can remove all the anomalies. Nashtra Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nashtra Preshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. By serving Bhagavat Bhaktas, and by serving Bhagavatam, hearing, chanting, remembering, and serving the Bhagavats, the great devotees of the Lord, then Abhadrani, all the inauspicious bad things are removed from my heart automatically by the Shravanam, Shabda Brahman. So therefore, we're chanting inattentively but sincerely. Inattentively but with proper attitude. Inattentively with proper mentality. Surrendered mentality, humble mentality, repentive mentality, praying for mercy, feeling sorrowful, feeling repentant. Oh, I'm so inattentive, I'm so bad. Oh, holy name, please help me. And then we chant with that inattentive. We're chanting inattentively. Everyone chants inattentively, no doubt, when they start, when they begin. Because of impurity, we're inattentive. Distractions are caused by sin. Distractions are caused by impurity. Distraction means lack of attraction. And Krishna is all attractive. So if you're distracted, that means you're not attracted. If someone's attracted to some beautiful woman, then he doesn't hear anything else. He doesn't see anything else. He doesn't smell anything else. He doesn't taste. He's in samadhi, as mentioned in my Art of Chanting book. Instant samadhi. Everything is there. He's focused. He's absorbed. One mind. Samadhi. Complete intelligence. Samadhi means your full intelligence, which is controlling all your mind and senses, is fixed on one point or one object. So it's called Stri Samadhi, or Admi Samadhi. Maya, Samadhi and Maya. So therefore, there's no attraction, but Krishna is all attractive. But because of impurity, because of dirt and impurity in the chitta, we're not attracted. But when the consciousness is pure, then we're attracted. So this distraction is caused by lack of attraction. So we remove the lack of attraction by chanting Krishna's name. Now we have Trishna for Maya, but we have to develop Trishna for Krishna. Trishna means thirst. Trishna means thirst or taste, attraction. So Krishna means attraction. So how can we be distracted when we're chanting the attractive name? It's because of impurity. So by chanting that name inattentively but with sincere purpose and sincerity of purpose and with proper mentality, surrendered mentality and trying our best and trying to control the mind and bring it back to the holy name, then the holy name himself, Sri Nam Prabhu, personally cleanses the heart so we become purified in heart, and when we're purified in heart, then we become naturally attracted to Krishna. Because every pure soul is naturally attracted to Krishna. This is our natural svabhava. Jivara Surupaya. This is our sarup. This body is not our sarup. This man, woman, body, young, old, fat, thin, is not our sarup. This is deha, sharir, sharir rup. This is not sarup. Sarup means my own perfected eternal form. Swarup. Sarup Siddhi, Siddhadeha, my form. Jivera Sarup, the Sarup of the Jiva, is eternal. Eternal bliss. It's made of eternal knowledge, bliss, and cognizance, awareness, understanding, love, prema. So this, when we recover the Sarup, then we experience our original natural attraction to Krishna. Krishna's name, we're attracted. Krishna's form, we're attracted. Krishna's qualities, we're attracted. Krishna's pastimes, we're attracted. Krishna's holy dham, we're attracted. We don't want anything else, to live anywhere else, to be anywhere else, to see anything else, to think anything else, to hear anything else, to speak anything else. But Krishna's nam, rup, gun, lila, parishishta, and his dham. This is the purity of heart that comes by chanting Hare Krishna. So you have to start somewhere. So we start inattentively, but as we become purified, we become attentive. So we shouldn't stay inattentive forever. Then that means if we're inattentive forever in our chanting, that means we're offensive. We're insincere. That means we're insincere. So if we continue to be inattentive, then that's the worst offense. Or what did you say? Inattention is destructive. Inattention will destroy everything because that shows insincerity. If we continue to be inattentive, even after repeated attempts at chanting, and continue our inattention, that means that we're not sincere. It means we're not applying ourselves and we're not showing the right mentality and the right attitude. As I mentioned in the beginning of my talk, it depends on attitude and mentality. What is your attitude? What is your mentality? Sincerity of attitude and mentality is shown by action. And you're crying and you're praying to Krishna, crying out to Krishna, oh, I'm so inattentive, I have no attraction. That's in my book, The Five A's. The Five A's of Chanting. You can read that in my book, The Five A's. Attraction, attention, attachment, absorption, affection. Remember? So this is in line with what you're saying. As the attraction to Krishna increases, the attention increases. It's natural. The more you're attracted to someone, the more attentive you are. No attraction, no attention. That's a very common, everyday feature. If you're not attracted to something, you're not very attentive to it. But if you're attracted, you're very attentive. So, the good thing is, that every soul is naturally, in a purified state, naturally 100% attracted to Krishna. This is natural. Mamaya vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Every jiva is amsha of Krishna. Krishna's part and parcel. But now we're in amnesia. We're forgotten. We're in jaundice. We're in jaundice condition. Ignorance, jaundice, diseased, amnesia, forgetful. So remove the disease and return to health. Forgetfulness means you knew something but you forgot it. So we're forgetful of our original relationship with Krishna as his pure servants, eternal servants. So therefore we're struggling with distraction. We're struggling with material desires and sin is impinging on our mind and pushing us. It's called vegams. Vacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udrapasta vegam. These are the six vegams. The pushings of the five senses and the pushing of the mind. These are very hard to control. More difficult than controlling the wind. Arjuna, chanchalam himana Krishna. Arjuna confides in Krishna, saying, oh my dear Lord Krishna, to control these vegams, to control the senses is more difficult, or to control the mind is more difficult than controlling. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. He says that to control the mind is what? The mind is chanchal. So to control the mind is more difficult than controlling the wind. So, when the wind is really blowing, go out there and try to control it. It's very difficult to control the wind. So in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 34, it's a yoga chapter. Chanchalam himana Krishna, pramati balavad dridam, tasyaham nigraham manye, vayor eva saduskaram. Now this is Arjuna, after hearing so many teachings from Krishna, because in the previous verse, Krishna is advising Arjuna to become a great yogi. In this verse, actually, Krishna is explaining the bhava of the gopis. Because only if you really are totally absorbed in someone can you see them everywhere. If you're really absorbed in someone, everywhere you look, you'll see them. In the Rasa Lila, they do one, Ras where Radharani's feeling virahabha from Krishna, and then she's singing one song. She says, "Oh, when I'm with Krishna, I see one Krishna in front of me. But when I'm separated from Krishna, I see thousands of Krishnas. I see Krishna everywhere." So in the previous verse, Krishna was advising Arjuna to become this type of yogi. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mayi pashyati. Tasya ham na pranashyami, satcha me na pranashyati. He said, "For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, and he is never lost to me." So who is he describing? Someone who's seeing Krishna everywhere. Well, you could say that that's a mystic yogi or a Paramatma realized yogi who is seeing Krishna everywhere. But actually, Krishna is remembering the gopis. He's remembering the Braja gopis when he's in Kurukshetra, speaking this verse to Arjuna years later. When he was 125 years old, he was speaking this verse. But when he was 51 years old, he met the gopis at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse. Came from Dwarka and he met the gopis there. You know this pastime is there. Chapter 82 in the 10th canto. But now he's speaking Bhagavad Gita. This is 100, so many years later, 70 years later. But he's remembering, he's saying, "Yes, there are some great devotees who do see me everywhere, because they're so much absorbed in love for me. Whether I'm with them, union separation or separation and union, they see me when I'm with them or when I'm not with them, they see me everywhere. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me." So then Arjuna hears this teaching. He says, "Oh, very nice, very good. Now how does he respond?" "I can't do it." He says, "My mind is not that fixed. My mind is not that controlled. My mind, I'm not the kind of yogi like the Braja gopis, like Radharani." He's saying, okay, the mind, you just described the vision of someone who has a particular mind, right? And they're never lost to you. He said, "Pranashyami, their prana is never lost. Their prana is always with me, is always fixed to me, their prana." He says, "Tasyaham na pranashyami, satchame na pranashyati." Nash means destroyed, and prana means life force. So you're saying in the previous verse, 630, my dear Lord Krishna, that one who sees you everywhere, their life force is never destroyed. Their prana is never destroyed. Well, that's the gopis, because you're their prana priya, you're their prana priyatam. You're their prana priyatam. You're the most beloved essence of their very existence in life. And they're seeing you everywhere. Yomam pashyati sarvatra. But me, my mind is not that advanced, not that absorbed. What is the nature of my mind? You want to hear my mind, Krishna? Chanchalam. My mind is not fixed on one point. My mind is chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Pramati. Pramati means agitated. Balavat means very strong. Dridha means obstinate. So he explains, "You want to know about my mind? It's chanchalam. It's here, sometimes there." He says, "For the mind is restless, chanchalam, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong. Pramati balava dridam. Chanchalam pramati balava dridam." So he's giving four characteristics of the mind. Of course, he's speaking of the mind of the conditioned soul. He's the eternal associate of the Lord. Arjuna's eternal. He's never conditioned. But playing the role, playing the drama. Leela means drama. Playing the drama of a conditioned soul for our benefit. He's saying, these are four defects of the material mind. What are they? Chanchalam. The mind is chanchal. Material mind is chanchal. It's just flickering here and there. And it's pramati. Agitating. Always agitating. Buy this, buy that. Do this, do that. The mind is always agitating us. Do this, do that. You need this, you need that. You want this, you want that. This is no good. Get that. This is good. Keep it. Sell it. Buy it. Have it. And balavad. It's very balavan. Van means possessor of bala, strength. Balavad means very strong. And then dridham. Dridham means determined, obstinate. The mind is very determined. It's going to be like this. Listen, this is what we're going to do. Then the little squeaky voice of the Atma says, "Well, but I want to do this." "Shut up. This is what we're going to do. You follow me." "Oh, okay." And we follow our mind. As the Christians say, the soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. Flesh means the material body. Soul means spiritual body. Soul is Atma, spiritual. And flesh means mind. Mind is flesh. Senses are flesh. Body is flesh. Flesh means the body, material body. Shikshna sharir, linga sharir. Subtle and gross body. So Christians are saying flesh is weak. Material body is weak. I mean, excuse me. What did I say? The soul is weak and the mind, what is it? Flesh is
Living flesh is weak.
Yeah. The soul is willing, the flesh is weak. In other words, the weakness. So the soul wants to be good, but the flesh is weak. So the flesh takes over, which means the mind is strong. And the soul wants to do something good, but it can't. I really want to be a good person, but I can't be because my mind is too crazy. This is a big problem. So he's giving four defects of the material mind. Chanchalam, pramati, balavat, dridham. Tasyaham nigraham manye, vayur eva chaduskaram. Chaduskaram. Suduskaram. O Krishna, to subdue and control my mind, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. Nigraham. Nigraham means subduing. Nigraham. Manye. I think, vayur. It's easier to control the wind than it is to control the mind. Because these four defects, chanchalam, pramati, balavat, dridham. Flickering, agitating, strong, and obstinate, or determined, to have its way. So, this is his response after Krishna tells him to see me everywhere and see everything in me. It's okay, I'm not a gopi. So this mind is a big problem, causing us distraction. The mind is causing so much distraction. But by chanting, this mantra is called mantra. Man means mind and tra means trayate. Trayate means to uplift, to deliver, to take out, to uplift, to take away. So mantra is that vibration, that transcendental vibration of the Maha Mantra. It's the Maha Mantra, it's that great mantra, that great chant that can lift up the mind from all this distraction and place the mind at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayor bachamsi vaikunta gunana varnane. The mind can be fixed at the lotus feet of Radha and Govinda by the mercy of Nam Prabhu. So we sincerely, with proper attitude and proper mentality, a humble mind, chinalapi sinichina turai vasahishana amanina manidena kirtanya sandhari, we infuse our mind with these four qualities: humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect for all. This is the abhiman. This is the mentality. And then the sincerity is the attitude. An attitude of sincerity. Really, Krishna, I want to chant purely. Really, Krishna, I want to chant pure name. Really, Krishna, I'm trying my best. See how I'm trying, Krishna. See my attitude. See my sincerity. And these four qualities I'm infusing in my mind. This is my mentality. My attitude and my mentality. Pure mentality. And sincere attitude. And then trying to chant in that way, then the Nam Prabhu will be pleased and purify the mind and remove distraction and fill you full of pure attraction to Krishna's form and qualities and pastimes, and especially his name. You'll become attracted to the name, and then you'll begin to chant attentively, and you'll begin to chant without offense, then you'll chant purely, and you'll come to the platform of Prem Nam. And Prem Nam is all victorious.